Hello, everyone listening. My name is Brandon Mangum, and I'm coming to you from Young Brand International Broadcast. The topic I'm going to talk to you about today is on new single mothers. The main question for this topic is, how do single mothers stay financially stable while taking care of kids? And how does only having one parent in the kid's life affect them? First, I'm going to interview Marie. Alright, the first question is, Marie, can you tell me about struggles you had being a single mother?
As a single mom, I have a 16-year-old son and a 9-year-old daughter. I just started back to school last year. I'm actually a full-time graduate student. There's been a lot of different events in my life, but the most difficult was trying to go back to school and having two children that I was raising by myself. So it has been a blessing that my children are getting a little bit older now and I have been able to return to school. That's probably one of the biggest things that I struggle with right now, and still trying to maintain school and monitor high school students' schoolwork, and my daughter, who's a fourth grader, monitoring her schoolwork.
So, how have your kids been dealing with those struggles?
Okay. I feel guilt, even though everything that I do, I'm trying to do for my children so they can have everything that they need. But I do feel a lot of guilt with my oldest child just because I rely on him a lot to help me with my younger one. So he may potentially miss out on some things that he wants to do because he needs to be there to help out with his little sister. So, I mean, he never complains, but I know. So sometimes I do try to make alternate arrangements just so that he is able to still be a child and not, you know, spending all his time taking care of his little sister.
I see. I can relate to that. My mom has me do that. Put a lot of things on me as well. I am, I guess, in a way, very independent. So can you tell me how were you able to stay financially stable?
Right now, I'm currently, like I said earlier, I'm a full-time student. I work full-time. I work part-time, as well as I do a lot of overtime on my full-time job. So that in itself is a struggle because in addition to placing the burden of having to go to school and, you know, meet with groups outside of school and working all the time, that's another burden that I feel like I place on my children too. You know, I'm absent from the house a lot, so a lot of times they are taking care of themselves. And it's just so ironic because I'm a social worker and I do that same type of work where I'm worried about kids who are being left home alone unsupervised or unmonitored. And I actually spend a lot of time, you know, running behind other people's children and while my kids are home alone taking care of themselves.
So can you tell me a story about how you overcame some of those struggles?
Honestly, every day still continues to be a struggle because every time I feel like that I've progressed from one thing, there's always another burden placed in my lap. I can say I have been blessed with an excellent caregiver or child care provider for my daughter. She has been there a lot for me when I need her, you know, when my son has things like basketball and other things he needs to do, so she's able to extend herself to assist me with my daughter. So she definitely has been a blessing in assisting me and alleviating some of the stress, you know, with the situation.
So do you have any tips that you can give to new single mothers out there?
From experience, because, you know, I do work with clients and a lot of them are single parents. What I have seen out here is a lot of times, whether a single mom is a single mom because of a recent breakup or a newborn child, that a lot of times they don't want the father to be in the lives of the child. And not only is it important to have that male role model there and that father to be involved in that child's life, but they fail to realize that that can also assist them in taking care of their child when they have things they need to do like school or work. If their father is actively involved, then he can play that role where he's assisting with picking a child up from daycare or school or transporting them to school. So I believe that while they're spending time being petty, or, you know, they fail to realize that it can also assist them, you know, and relieve some of the burden on them of taking care of that child.
So, Mom, can you tell me about some struggles you had being a single mother?
Yes, I do have some struggles. As you know, I wasn't always a single mom. You know, we lost Daddy 2 years ago. So now I've become a single mom, and there are some struggles. First and foremost, one of my greatest struggles is being at two places at once. Meaning, I run a business, and there are times when I have to do other things, like taking my children, you and your sister, to places, and I can't be at two places at once. So I have to depend on family members and friends. So that's a big struggle as far as that is concerned.
So, Mom, how are you able to stay financially stable by yourself? Are there any more struggles that you are faced with?
Brandon, as you know, I work for the School District of Philadelphia as a teacher's assistant, along with running my own before and after care for children. Currently, I have 24 children to date. This takes a lot of my time and leaves me with little or no time for anything else. I work from 7 in the morning to 6 p.m. at night. This leaves little or no time for anything else, so a lot of things suffers as a result. For example, normally I go to the school and collect my children reports card. Now it leaves me with only time for phone conference. Most business operates 9 to 5, and because of my schedule, it leaves me with only the weekend available. So a lot of times I have to compact things and put a lot of things into Saturdays if I can do some business then, or take a day off and hire somebody to run the business.
Mom, can you tell me how you overcame these struggles that you faced?
I am able to overcome some struggles by accepting help. Some help come from my family and friends. Some come from my children. They help with the business and with daily chores. My son helps his sister with her homework, and he walks her to her dance classes when needed. To the limit, because I give all I have, but it's just not enough. And this adds additional stress to my plate.
Mom, do you have any tips that you can give to new single mothers out there?
Raising children is very hard. It is one of the hardest jobs in the world. Be sure you are ready, financially stable, and you have a good support system, because you will need it. But remember, they are the greatest joy in the world.
Next, I'm going to interview Brianna Mangle.
My sister.
I'm going to see how her life has been with one parent, what struggles she faced. Brianna, how has your life been having one parent, and what are some struggles that you had?
Two parents is always better than one. But now that I have one parent, I face many struggles. One of my struggles is homework. My dad used to help me with my homework. Now my mom has to take over. She is very busy. Another struggle is after school activities. My mom can't always take me and pick me up from these activities. So I have to rely on my friends and their parents for a ride. These struggles have been difficult, but not so difficult that I couldn't overcome them.
Well, it looks like we're out of time. I would just love to give a big thanks to Evanella and Marie for telling their story about how their life has changed being a single mother. And also a big thanks to Brianna for telling her story about how her mother's struggles affected her. Tune in next time to Young Brain International Broadcasting. Thank you and goodbye.